The Mets looking for a split of their brief two-game set in Texas. We pick up the action in the fourth. 1-0 Rangers, a man on for Jay Bruce facing Yu Darvish.
So it's not just the fact that he had thrown a lot of pitches. Here's the 0-1. Bruce swings and drives this one deep out into right field. Mazzara going back. He's turning to look, and this one hits the top of the wall and comes back into the ballpark and kicks way over toward the right field line. Conforto around third. He's in to score. Bruce is in at third base with an easy stand-up triple. And the Mets, I think, are wondering whether or not that maybe not only hit the top of the wall, but maybe something behind it that caused it to kick it back onto the field of play. The Mets are going to have a look. Terry Collins might want the umpires to review this. Right now, it's a stand-up RBI triple to tie the score at one, but Collins is out to argue with Paul Nart that maybe that one actually left the yard.
And remember, Bruce is the guy who yesterday lost the home run on the catch by Hoying, and I think this ball did leave the yard and hit something in the bullpen and it came back. This is going to be a home run after it's reviewed, I'm pretty sure.
And now they do indicate that indeed it's a home run for Jay Bruce.
Two outs here in the sixth. It's 2-1 in favor of the Mets. Darvish the high hold. He comes to the plate, and the pitch is hit in the air to deep left field. Going back to Shields, he's on the track. He's at the wall. It's gone. Bruce goes oppo this time. His second home run of the night. He has all the RBIs for the Mets, and they lead 3-1. Now, righties have hit Blevins really well this year. It's a limited sample, but they're hitting 364 off him in 22 at-bats. Oh, one pitch swung on and a deep drive to left field. It's hooking in the corner, and that ball is history. A two-run homer for Robinson Chirinos. He has tied the game at three. His first home run since May the 9th is a big one. And make it 12 blown saves for the Mets bullpen this year. Here's the 2-0. Reyes swings and hits a line drive towards center. It's gloved on one hop by Ruggie. He throws to second. The throw bounces. It gets away from Elvis. And in to score is Reynolds. He scores all the way from second. And the Mets have the lead 4-3. A soft line drive behind the bag at second that Ruggie played on one hop. His feed to Elvis was low. Elvis unable to come up with it cleanly. And as the ball bounced away from him, Reynolds, who started at second on the play, just kept on running and came across the plate without a throw. We'll see how that one gets scored.
Wondering why Ruggie, maybe he had trouble getting it out of his glove, but he spiked the throw to Elvis, and Elvis had a really hard time on the bounce there. The question here, I think, might be one of judgment as to whether or not Elvis had the ball long enough for the force out, because he did sort of cradle the ball, it looked like, into his chest, and then the ball dropped out. So the question of whether or not he actually had possession long enough.
Well, here's the call at second. Safe. The call is not being overruled, and the Mets have a 4-3 lead.
Addison Reed with his ninth save as the Mets split their brief two-game set with the Rangers, taking it 4-3. Zach Wheeler a no decision, allowing one run in seven innings. The Rangers have now dropped 5 of 6. The Rangers come up short against the Mets. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after.
Yeah, I looked at the video. Obviously, ball up the middle. Ruggie makes a throw. Elvis catches it. Not sure that it was... as he was coming up to show the umpire that that he had complete control, looked like it slipped out underneath. So where they draw the line of possession, we'll get clarification of that. Got to believe that he's got to come out of the glove cleanly with it. I think if he comes out of it clean, it's an out.
Are you concerned at all about Matt Bush in the last couple of outings that he's had?
Well, I think the concern tonight was the 0-2 to the walks, probably being a little too fine in some situations, stay aggressive with the fastball. I don't know that it's concern as much as it is just execution of pitch, but the pitch to Duda down in, breaking ball for the double. We get the second out, make some good pitches to get the second out. And then the 0-2 to Granderson, professional hitter, big league hitter, good hitter who's going to make you work. You're going to have to make good pitches. We don't make the pitch for the strikes there. He fought off, I think, a couple pitches, but then the walk, and then you put a guy like Reyes at the plate. He puts it in play. Anything can happen there. He's the speed player, and it was going to be a tough play. I don't think we had an opportunity at first base with Reyes. We make probably the only throw we have opportunity to second base, and we just don't come up with it cleanly. However, I mean, Matt, I think growing into what it takes to be a closer and ability to make pitches, he's got dynamic stuff. You know, there are times you got to trust that dynamic stuff and make pitches.
What's your assessment of Hughes Knight tonight?
Well, I thought you threw the ball really well. I mean, he made two mistakes to Bruce. Other than that, felt like he was in control of the night. Breaking ball up that Bruce hit out the first home run, and then the cutter. I think that was might have been the first hit he'd given up all year long on the curveball. So other than that, I thought, you know, the mix of pitches that he threw, the fastball was good, had good life. The slider was swing and miss. That's why we sent him back out there. Felt like he was in control. We got to a point to where the pitch count got to us a little bit there in the last inning. Went with Alvarez. Alvarez made some good pitches, got us out of the inning, gave us an opportunity. Chirinos hits the ball out of the ballpark. We're tied. We're feeling good about it. And but for you, I thought he threw the ball well tonight.
What else?
You have a road trip coming up against Washington and Houston. How do you get the team back on a track during this stretch?
Well, it's the same way that we prepare them and get them back on track for every single series, every single game. We prepare the same way. It's about the task at hand, which is, you know, first set of games we have is against Washington. We'll prepare for Washington. These guys, look, they're – again, they grind out every single out, every single at bat, every single pitch. We move on to the next series, and they're engaged. They're still engaged. They were engaged all the way. They've been engaged every night. Same. We'll do the same process. They'll be ready to play.
Yu Darvish got a no decision, allowing 3 runs and 7 and a third frames. He talked to the media after the game.
I think it was a good outing, and then I tried the thing that it's a thought process, but when I try to strike out, it's like try to throw a slider, like, and try to hit that spot. But today I felt like when I throw that slider, there's a good miss and bad misses, and I try not to make the bad mistakes, and then I think I executed pretty well on that today.
Up next, the Mets are in Atlanta Friday, and the Rangers visit the Nationals.